It's been a really windy spring. A lot of the locals have told me they've never seen it that bad. The irrigation's been on a lot. It's dried a lot of things out. It's changed the temperatures a lot. It's made it a tricky spring, really.
What sort of irrigation have you got?
Outside, I do a lot of overhead. In my tunnels, I'll use drip as well. Depends on crops and what I've got going.
Yeah. Got a dam?
No, I don't have a dam. I'm a mains water, actually.
Okay.
Which, a bit of a blessing, actually, sometimes. I don't like the fact that I've got to wash really well-grown, organically grown food in chlorinated water. That doesn't sit well with me. But the guys that are around me that aren't on mains, mate, they struggle sometimes.
Yeah. And you don't like the bills coming in, necessarily.
Yeah. And also some of these new regulations that they're talking about, you know, they want water to be tested. You know, I think that's going to get harder.
Yeah, what do you think about these regulations?
Oh, I think it's overkill. I can understand the point of regulation for mass producers, right? They have the greatest impact on health and the mass population, right? But when we're talking about guys that grow and sell within a kilometre of their farm, even down to the grandma that's got an excess, some raspberries that she wants to sell, I think that's overkill, right?
So what can be done? Do you think, are you going to put in a submission? Because it's quite closing very shortly, isn't
it? Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I definitely will. I've encouraged a lot of customers to do the same as well. Personally, I like the New South Wales model where they've just gone, hey, listen, if you're growing something and you're doing it under less than a couple of hectares, then, hey, just let us know. But other than that, off you go.
Yeah. Right. And how big is your farm, Josh?
My actual growing area is just a touch over half of an acre.
So it's not big?
No, not big at all. It's very bio-intensive. I grow a lot in that half an acre, but I'm not out there running around with tractors. I don't have massive big dams. I'm not trying to recycle water constantly. I'm not trying to do all the things that the big guys do.
So what are you growing in that small parcel of land? Does it make money for you?
It does. It does work, make money. It wasn't at the start, right? So at the start, you got to find your market. You need to know, everywhere's different. There's no book on market gardening in St Helens. So at the start, I grew as much as I could. I drove around, I threw it out my window, just gave it to people until I figured out what would sell and what I could grow that would be profitable first. And so over time, I've just built up these layers of the cake. And as people have trusted me and they keep supporting me and I've got those five or six crops that are staple that I know I can sell, then I start to add on things that have become the icing.
You've got your regular customers now?
Yeah. So I sell a lot of my stuff I sell on commission through fridges in a couple of stores in town. So I don't necessarily get to see these customers. People come and talk to me about it, but it's not the same as going to the farmer's market. You know, I do sell some things direct, but so it's the fridge. The fridges talk to me, actually.
And what are you growing, actually, consistently? What are you mentioned five main things. What are they?
So I do salad mix year-round, and then add on to that things like rocket and spinach I can pretty much do year-round. Carrots are another excellent one I can pretty much do year-round. Beets are a bit the same too.
What about protection from native animals who get very hungry?
So one benefit I am is I'm surrounded by green grassy paddocks. There's not a single tree on my property, and I lease at least 20 acres that I have. So I don't have possums coming in. I don't have wallabies. There's too much area around me for that to be an issue. I get a rabbit every now and then, but that's generally not too bad of a problem. Birds, I have a family of plovers that live inside my farm, and they scare off eagles that come flying over, right?
They scare off people.
Yeah. they're all right with me. They know who I am, but a stranger that walks in, they're a good security system.
Now, you're doing tunnels?
Yeah, so I have three tunnels at the moment.
Any plans for expansion?
One of them was just put up last week.
Okay.
It's a time versus money constraint. It looks really good now. It looks really good now. I don't need to grow everything in a tunnel, but they do have their benefits definitely during the winter.
Now, you've been named the Sprout Producer of the Year. How does that ring with you?
It was a surprise, to be honest. I didn't go and ask anyone or tell anyone about it, really, actually at all. I was really rapt that enough people actually voted for me for something that, don't get me wrong, I love the acknowledgement, but it's not something that I've really gone out to seek, you know.
But it means you must be doing what you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, that's probably where it really starts to kick in now is, yeah.
Is it organic? All organic?
I'm not certified organic, but I do grow beyond organic. There's no pesticides, herbicides, any of that kind of stuff. And I also purposely choose not to grow certain things at certain times, right? I don't do any more brassicas for the summer. It's just a choice. I know I could, but I choose not to.
Yeah. What about family?
So I've got two young daughters that I homeschool. It's good. They love it. We get to all live together. I'm not off at work 10 hours a day. I live in the middle of the farm. I roll out of the door and I've got 20 metres to my nursery, 10 metres to my wash and pack. I'm in the middle of it, right?
Living the life.
It's a great front yard.
And the name Resonate. It does resonate now, doesn't it?
100%, yeah.
Where did that come from?
I'm not sure, to be honest. We tossed up a bunch of different names, but we knew that what we were doing was resonating with us. I guess it just sort of flowed on from there.
And you're with a group of like-minded people here at the Sandfly Hall.
I've spoken to a few of these growers online, but a lot of them I've never met before. So I'm excited about meeting them and seeing them face-to-face. I really love the idea of encouraging small production in Tasmania, or the whole country, to be honest. Yeah, that stuff fascinates me. I like the opportunity to even try and coach some of these new people that are trying to start these things. You know, there's a million options at the start. And sometimes if I had been given a little bit of guidance here or there, and I was by JM and these guys that are on YouTube, but in real life, there's not that many you can talk to about it, right?
Well done. Congratulations on the award and hope you have an enjoyable day with the people here at Sandfly.
Thank you very much. It's much appreciated.